The United Nations is on a tight timeline to pull all of its peacekeepers out of Mali by the end of this year, at a time when ISIS and other terrorist groups expand their control over parts of the country. There's also concern that Mali's government is relying more on Russian mercenaries. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
UN Special Representative for Mali, Elgassem Wane, has a difficult task. He has to shut down a large and expensive UN peacekeeping operation, even as terrorist groups gain ground.
This is a very complex undertaking. The mission was built over a period of 10 years, and we have to close it in 6 months. And Mali, as you know, is landlocked, infrastructure is limited, and insecurity is reality.
He says he's been coordinating the drawdown with authorities in Mali, who will now have to take the lead in protecting civilians. A recent UN report paints a bleak picture of the situation on the ground, though. It says the country remains in political turmoil, while ISIS and other terrorist groups have nearly doubled the territory they control in just the last year. The UN panel of experts also says there's been widespread sexual violence by Mali's armed forces and their foreign partners. That includes Russian mercenaries. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield expressed alarm about that, saying it was a mistake for Mali's transitional government to close down the UN mission known as MINUSMA.
MINUSMA's withdrawal limits the ability of the international community to protect civilians from the predations of Wagner, whose activities contribute to greater insecurity in the country.
Wagner is the Russian mercenary group whose leader was killed in a plane crash in Russia last week. It's been implicated in deadly attacks on civilians in Mali. Mali's transitional government, which came to power after a coup, has leaned heavily on them after the departure of French forces last year. Russia's ambassador, Dmitry Polyansky, says he knows Russia's partnership with Mali keeps Western powers up at night. Speaking through an interpreter, he accused some in the West of what he called neo-colonial approaches.
So we should pay no heed to their colonial phantom pains. Russia, for its part, will continue to provide Mali and other interested African partners with comprehensive assistance on a bilateral, equal, and mutually respectful basis.
Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield is wary about Russia's influence in the region and says the people of Mali deserve peace.
If war were to break out, it would again unleash unthinkable devastation on the Malian people, who have already endured so much needless suffering.
And she says it would open the doors to ISIS and other terrorist groups to spread their influence in the region. She calls that a recipe for disaster. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.